Ghanaians already know what they think about President Obama. They are delighted that he's going to stop by the West African country this weekend. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Ghana's capital, Accra.
The partying has already started, even if Barack Obama isn't around to join in the dancing. There's American barbecue, American flags, and just beside the dance floor, a place where you can watch the president's inaugural speech all over again, if you get bored with the party. This is the Hotel Obama, not five-star, not a splashy setup. But owner Kwame Osuru hopes now that he's built it, they being the Obamas, will come.
And this is the Obama suite.
Okay, this is the crowning glory of the hotel.
This one is $85.
So this one's $85?
$85.
The most expensive room has a small lounge, a big, big bed, and a lovely Obama family portrait on the wall. The other rooms have names, too. Michelle Obama's is down the hall. Joe Biden's is just opposite. Then there's the Harvard room, the Hawaii room, and the White House room. Now, you might think this is just a bit of marketing, but Osuru lived in New Jersey for more than two decades, married there, and raised a family. So the hotel and Mr. Obama's impending visit mean a lot to him.
And for me, with all due respect as a colored person, it gives hope to show an appreciation for the people of the United States, for looking beyond the barriers of colors and look for what is good for them. And it gives me also a hope that my daughter and my son, who are Americans, it tells them to work hard. There is an opportunity for them.
There's a tendency for people here to attach whatever significance they like to the presidential visit, even though it will last less than 24 hours. Venice Dukuma runs the center dedicated to the memory of American civil rights pioneer W.E.B. Du Bois. Du Bois moved to Ghana in 1961 and is buried on the grounds of the center. Dukuma is hoping President Obama will lay a wreath at the gravesite.
It represents the desire of Du Bois for black people to come home, to come to the African continent. So Du Bois himself made the first move by dying in the continent of Africa. And if a black president also have this high office and coming to Ghana and following up the footsteps of the forefathers or the leaders of black people, it's a very interesting and happy moment for Ghana.
Mr. Obama has framed this trip as one meant to highlight Ghana's stable democracy, choosing it over his troubled ancestral homeland of Kenya to make his point. Ghanaians know that and are proud. They're also very, very excited. Chris Adu is smiling as he unpacks more Obama T-shirts.
Obama makes me happy. I'm happy. And now I'm expecting Obama. I'm happy. I'm making a big...
Adu is making it big. He says he's selling about $200 worth of shirts a day right now. Horeta Osuru, hotel owner Kwame Osuru's American-born and raised daughter, spoke with pride of her Ghanaian heritage. Still being named after Martin Luther King's widow, Coretta, she's also proud of Mr. Obama. This weekend, her two worlds will come together.
I feel that his visit here will help to make other international people and from different countries know more about West Africa and understand that Ghana is a very good country. It's not war, it's not a zoo. Like, people have a lot of misperceptions about the place, and I think that once Obama comes, it'll reveal that Ghana is a very good and progressing country.
The president probably will discuss economic issues with Ghanaian leaders, and there are other serious matters that may be on the agenda, such as Ghana's growing battle against the flow of illegal drugs from Latin America, newfound oil resources off its coast, and its potential as a partner in America's effort to establish a military presence in Africa. Those matters aren't top of mind for many Ghanaians, though. They're too busy celebrating. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Accra.